Marcos Isidoro Issa is a PhD candidate at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and author of the new study. He says early in the research, he realized the fungus that causes white nose syndrome wasn't destroying a bat's skin cells. It was hijacking them.
The fungus was entering the epithelial cells of the skin without causing significant cell damage.
This allows the fungus to hide from the bat's immune system and continue to spread. The disease has devastated bat populations across North America, but Isidoro Issa says he's hopeful understanding how the fungus operates will lead to better ways to prevent and treat it. He says a drug used to treat human cancer patients could be one possibility. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.